USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Those cheers at the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange this morning might be the last cheers there today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by as much as 800 points, or more than 2.25%. There are similar losses for the S&P and NASDAQ indexes. This following yesterday's hike in interest rates by the Federal Reserve and fears that the 7 rate hikes this year will tip the U.S. economy into recession. Adding to the fear, the Commerce Department report today showing retail sales in November fell by 0.6%.
Retail sales are mostly goods and are not adjusted for inflation. Last month's decline in sales suggests holiday shopping was pulled forward into October. Motor vehicle shortages also depressed sales at auto dealerships.
Correspondent Cooper Banks. The move to pass a full-year spending bill continues in the U.S. Senate, despite some Republicans' calls to pass a short-term bill and take up the bigger measure next year. One Republican not in favor of that is Alabama Senator Richard Shelby.
I think it's irrational to shut down the government always. It's the wrong message. The American people don't want that.
The government faces a partial shutdown tomorrow unless lawmakers find a solution. More trouble for House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's efforts to become Speaker. The news site Axios says 5 very conservative House members will vote as a block on the speakership. The 5 are Andy Biggs, Matt Gaetz, Ralph Norman, Matt Rosendale, and Bob Good, most considered never McCarthy members who won't support him no matter what concessions he offers. They're going house to house in the tornado-ravaged towns and parishes in Louisiana today. Dozens of homes destroyed. At least 3 people are known dead from the storms. The system now bearing down on the northeast. Maybe a foot of snow today in central New York State. This is USA News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
It's not a huge drop, but it is the biggest ever. The real estate website Zillow says nationwide rent prices fell by 0.4% last month, the biggest drop in Zillow's history, which is only about 5 years. The biggest month-over-month declines, more than 1%, came in Raleigh, North Carolina, Austin, and Seattle. The clock is ticking for you to get your holiday packages into the U.S. mail. Details from Tim Berg.
The U.S. Postal Service says this Saturday, the 17th, is the latest you can send packages by its cheapest service, Retail Ground, and be assured they'll arrive by Christmas. It's the same deadline for first-class mail. Priority mail will give you a bit more leeway. The deadline is Monday, the 19th, and for your last-minute needs, the more expensive Priority Mail Express service will let you send items by the 23rd. I'm Tim Berg.
Comedian and film star Adam Sandler is getting a major honor for the work he's done so far in his life, the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
You are the worst wedding singer in the world, buddy.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every word I have to say!
Sandler will be the 24th recipient of the prize for what's called his tenure as a fan favorite over 3 decades of film, music, and television. The Mark Twain Awards ceremony will be at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington in March. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.